DC 101, that girl could sing, Jackson Brown, and before that we had Doctor My Eyes. It is 29 before 7 o'clock. The Grease Man here, beautiful morning, nice. How's the weather? Nice. It's 51, we should see 75 degrees today, 4321-101, 2 for Tuesday, Action Line. Feel free to dial it at any time for any reason. Hello, how about
Ned Beatty?
What about him?
He was in town last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had a fundraising dinner for them maggot homeless over in town.
Uh-huh.
And he showed up for a $5,000 plate dinner.
Unbelievable. That's pretty generous of him, huh?
Telling you, he took another boar hogging, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. $5,000 a plate. I mean, Ned, buddy, what have you learned?
Stuck it in deep, didn't they?
I wonder if I could get him to come by.
Well, I don't know. If you can figure out what hotel he's parked at, you can probably give him a call.
That'd be great. I'd love to have Ned on the air.
Yeah. He'd probably fill himself up pretty heavy for $5,000.
For $5,000? I mean, I'd get me some chow.
You'd be nice and fat.
I mean, buddy, I'd love to say, hey, Ned, you look just like a hoe. Hey, take him right off. You don't remember that line, that whole scene in the movie? I memorized that scene. Ned saying that, what are you, crazy? And the guy's going, come on, take him off. Take on them. Take him right off. You look just like a hog, boy. You like a hog.
I want to hear you squeal like a pig.
Really? We want your money. We'll take your money.
We will. No, we're good, don't you?
I loved it, man. I must have watched it 500 times. I mean, I think that was the biggest injustice of all, that Ned didn't get an Oscar for his role in Deliverance. I mean, that was the most poignant role, the most brutal portrayal of a man in a quagmire, as it were. So, Ned, buddy, if you'd like to come by, I don't know what hotel you're staying at. Maybe you're sleeping late after that $5,000 plate dinner. But if you want to come by, we'd love to interview you, find out more about the movie. A lot of big things came out of the movie. That's the movie that originated the expression, another one in the can. That's the movie that, that Ned, I think, was a turning point in his career. Because, we remember you for it, Ned. And if you're listening, come on by, and we'll make you feel right at home. You know, you just look like a hog, boy. Remember that? Do you remember that scene? You look just like a hog. Ooh, take him right off. Take him right off. Man, Ned, buddy, how did you do it, buddy? How'd you do it? Of course, I don't know what music I would welcome. They have that problem on The Tonight Show. You ever seen Ned Beatty on The Tonight Show? Doc Severinsen had a problem. Well, you know, when they have Mary Tyler Moore on, they play the Mary theme, you know. When Farrah Fawcett came on, as she walked out, they played Charlie's Angels. When Clint Eastwood was on, they played The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. When Ned came walking out, Doc Severinsen was saying, does anybody have the musical score of...